Here it comes, everybody, and it's waterific. It's the land of the lost. And we have wonderful news for everybody listening in. We are extending our prize contest. Listen carefully to the end of the program to hear how you can win a barrel of money. The Mutual Broadcasting System presents The Land of the Lost. And its discoverer, the well-known storyteller, Isabel Manning Houston.
Did you ever lose an umbrella? If you did, it's probably walking around by itself right this minute in the land of the lost. That's the mysterious kingdom at the bottom of the sea, ruled by an invisible monarch, King Findor. It's where all the lost things that disappear from Earth come to life. My brother Billy and I have seen them with our own eyes. You see, Billy and I used to visit the land of the lost every week with a wise, talking fish, Red Lantern. We'd hop aboard a swift sea current that went rushing down, down, till it let us off on the very floor of the ocean before a great curtain of seaweed that guards the entrance.
Well, here we are, Tadpoles. Well, what are you waiting for?
Why, for you to speak to the magic curtain, Red Lantern.
Button my hatches. Why don't you speak to it, Isabel?
Me?
I'm sure the old curtain would appreciate a little attention from a lady.
Remember, Isabel, last time you asked it to open, it answered back.
Maybe it will this time. Dear Mr. Curtain, here we stand, waiting to enter your wondrous land. Please open up and let us through. We'd be so much obliged to you.
Do re mi fa.
Didn't I tell you? Listen.
Who wants to get in? Who wants to get in this morning? A cute little girl, a boy with a grin. They want to get in today. They come from the earth, way up on the earth. But how in the world, I wonder, did they ever get down? Yes, ever get down. Just how did they get down under? They only know me slightly, but they always speak politely. I guess I'll have to open and let them in today. And let them in today.
It's opening all right.
Then in we go.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Curtain. And we enjoyed your song.
That's right, Isabel. Always remember to acknowledge favors. No wonder you're on the good side of that curtain. Yeah, but flip lively there. I want to stop in for a moment at the Royal Palace.
Okay, Red Lantern. It's just over the way.
Look, Billy. Somebody else is going there, too.
Huh?
A funny old umbrella climbing up the steps.
Bless my scales. I believe it's Mr. Bumbershoot from Downpour Street. Where the lost umbrellas live, you know.
Oh, I remember. We went there once.
Wonder what he's doing so far from home. Let's trickle in after him and find out. The door's open.
But I don't see anybody in the hall. He must
have... Probably in the Amber Council Chamber. This way. Ah, there he is. Well, well, Mr. Bumbershoot.
Oh, Bumbledoo, Red Lantern. Bumbledoo.
What brings you here, my friend?
Oh, I had an appointment with His Majesty, sir. I'm a little early.
Greetings, Mr. Bumbershoot.
There's King Findall's voice now.
And the top of the wave to the rest of you.
Thank you, Your Majesty. We didn't mean to intrude.
You are always welcome at my councils, Red Lantern. And I know I can trust Isabel and Billy. Now speak up, Mr. Bumbershoot. Has something gone wrong in Umbrella Land?
Nothing a stranger would notice, Your Majesty. The rain falls about the same as usual. But the way a certain bunch has been treating my wife lately.
Mrs. Bumbershoot has been mistreated lately?
That she has, sir. And it ain't fair. There's certain silk-covered folks in our neighborhood that turn their backs if they meet her on the street in her old black cotton.
Why, how mean.
And that ain't all. Last week she had a letter. Oh, very polite. But it most turned her inside out.
How's that?
Asking her to resign from the Drip and Drizzle Uplift Society.
Clams and cloudbursts. Who are these umbrella folk with such exaggerated notions of their own importance?
Oh, I'd rather not mention names, Red Lantern.
Oh?
I didn't come here with the idea of telling tales on any particular parties. I just thought maybe His Majesty might be willing to remind folks in Umbrella Land that it ain't supposed to matter down here who we belong to up on Earth.
You were quite right to come, Mr. Bumbershoot.
Oh, well, Your Majesty, I wouldn't have done it if it weren't for Alpaki. That's my wife. She's worn mighty well for 35 years.
And she's still going strong.
Yes.
Mrs. Bumbershoot is worth a dozen of the modern rainy debutantes.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Red Lantern is right, Mr. Bumbershoot. We shall see that steps are taken. Now just make yourself at home in the umbrella stand out in the hall.
Certainly, Your Majesty, certainly. With pleasure.
Poor old fellow. Do you suppose he's imagining some of that business about his wife, or...
I'm afraid not, Red Lantern. The De Lacys, a family of parasols in Umbrella Land...
Oh, yes, I know them, Your Majesty.
But do you know that they have just had the effrontery to write and suggest to me that the Bumbershoots be forced to move because they aren't fashionable enough to suit the neighborhood?
Why, that's incredible.
Old Bumba doesn't know it, of course.
They're behaving as badly as Earth people. I beg your pardon, Smallfire. I should have said as badly as grown-up Earth people.
Yes, quite so, quite so. But before we decide what to do in this case, we must first hear both sides of the story. I want you to go to Umbrella Land immediately, Red Lantern.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Round up the entire De Lacy family of parasols and tell them I wish to see them at the palace at once.
Certainly, sir.
And bring old Mrs. Alpaca Bumbershoot along with you at the same time. It may mean stormy weather, but they've simply got to get together.
Looks just the same. Remember when we came here ages ago?
Sure. There's number 10, the green door we went in by.
Go ahead and open it, Billy.
Okay, Red Lantern. Gosh, it's still raining in here.
Why, of course. They have a shower on the hour in Umbrella Land.
Here come some of the umbrella folk now, bobbing along in a bunch.
My gracious, I believe that pretty brown taffeta one on the right is... Yes, it is. It's Roberta Russell.
Did someone call?
Why, Isabel. Isabel and Billy, how wonderful to see you again.
Where's your boyfriend, Colonel Crookshank?
A boyfriend? They're married now.
The Colonel is undergoing a few slight repairs at the moment, Billy. But he's the same staunch protector he always was.
Delighted to hear it, Roberta. Oh, by the way, can you tell us where the De Lacys live?
Oh, the De Lacys? Over that way. At the corner of Barometer Place and Macintosh Row. They're parasols, you know, and frightfully fashionable.
Roberta, the rain's stopping.
So it is. Then we umbrellas might as well go indoors. Come on, girls. Goodbye, Isabel.
I don't think Roberta likes the De Lacys. Maybe she's jealous because they're so fashionable.
My golly, who cares if people are fashionable or not? That's just a crazy idea girls have.
Oh, is that so?
Steady, steady in the gangway there, Tadpoles. We're coming into Macintosh Row. The one we want is on a corner, Roberta said.
That must be it. The big house further along.
Oh, of course. With those handsome umbrella gentlemen on the front porch, all clustered around a parasol. A beautiful cream-colored lace parasol.
Right, Isabel. That's Lucy DeLacy.
Boy, she's neat for a parasol. Hi, Lucy.
Oh. Oh, just a moment there. Are you addressing Miss DeLacy?
The delicious Miss DeLacy.
Well, sure. Why not?
My dear fellow, you won't get anywhere. You obviously don't belong to the inner circle.
No.
You mean I'm not good enough? Well, who do you think you are?
I should think you could see, old chap.
We're members of the privileged few.
We are the most exclusive set,
rallied around a sweet coquette, a fair little parasol.
I want a dress in silk and lace.
You're the most aristocratic maiden in the place.
I only bow to the real A.D.
We are really honored to be sitting at your feet.
I never mix with the vulgar throng.
Let them all stay where they belong.
They'll never make the upper grade.
You surely put them in the shade.
Oh, we're connoisseurs of wealth and beauty. Elegance is our foremost duty.
Slim.
Supercilious.
Smart and snooty.
Waterproof snobs are we of Umbrella Society.
Very impressive. But Miss DeLacy.
I'm afraid I don't know you. Hadn't you better go?
Lucy, my dear.
Oh, my word, it's Mrs. DeLacy, oh. Lucy's charming mother. Attention, cab.
Quite a...
Billy, look, a big purple parasol with satin ruching.
Oh, Mama, please do something about those odd-looking people over there. They won't go away.
What odd-looking people? Good heavens, Lucy, my child. Don't you realize who that is? It's Red Lantern from King Seindel's court.
From court? Why didn't he say so?
I'm glad to find you at home, Mrs. DeLacy. His Majesty would like to see you at the palace.
Oh, at the palace, you say? Then His Majesty got my letter.
About the bumbershoots? Oh, yes.
Oh, dear King Seindel. I knew he would appreciate the situation. It's been very trying for Lucy, Red Lantern.
For Lucy?
But of course. She has so many gentlemen callers, you know. All of them the very best stock. Why, that tall young umbrella over there with the beautiful frame is a Brig from London.
You don't say.
And it's too embarrassing, their knowing what common neighbors we have.
Indeed.
Why, I just wanted to fold up with shame yesterday when I was passing a house with Basil Reed. And Mrs. Bumbershoot spoke to me.
Yeah? Well, what's the matter with her?
Oh, everything. She goes about in a shabby old black dress, all frayed at the seams, and she bulges in all the wrong places.
Oh, the creature's simply impossible. But what can you expect? They tell me she started life in a bargain basement.
You find good values in bargain basements sometimes, Mrs. DeLacy.
Really?
But can't we get started? His Majesty is waiting, and he wishes to see your husband and daughter as well as yourself.
The entire family? Oh, what an honor. Desmond, my love.
What is it, Aurelia, my dear?
An invitation, Desmond. A personal invitation from King Seindel to appear at the royal palace.
Oh, hurry, Papa. It's too thrilling.
Coming, my dear. I was just putting my top up.
Boy, Mr. DeLacy, some parasol, too.
black with an ivory crook.
We're going to look like quite a procession.
At your service, Red Lantern. Lead on.
Goodbye, Lucy, old girl.
By the way, which is the house the Bumbershoots live in, Mrs. DeLacy?
The one we're just coming to, Red Lantern. That insignificant heap of shingles on the left. A disgrace to the neighborhood.
Excuse me a moment.
Why? What's he doing that for, Mama? Knocking on the Bumbershoots' door?
Bless my folks. Red Lantern.
Good morning, Mrs. Bumbershoot. Good morning. These are my young Earth friends, Isabel and Billy.
Pleased to meet you, my dear.
And, of course, you already know the DeLacys from around the corner.
Well, I don't know as we've ever been introduced proper, but that don't matter. I always say, a neighbor's a neighbor.
How do you do?
Won't you folks come inside for a nice cup of tea?
Thank you, Mrs. Bumbershoot. But you're coming with us.
What?
Beg pardon, sir?
King Findall asked me to bring you to the palace, along with our friends, the Parasites. Parasols.
To the palace? Are you sure he meant me, Red Lantern?
Quite sure. Now, come along, Mrs. Bumbershoot. Mr. DeLacy will give you his arm.
But I say...
Well, now. Very kind of him, I'm sure.
Mama... Papa can't do that. What will people say? My father, Desmond DeLacy, walking down McIntosh Road beside a dowdy old Bumbershoot?
Really, Red Lantern, I don't understand the necessity for her being present.
I'm only obeying orders, Mrs. DeLacy. In 10 minutes we'll be at the Royal Palace and you can speak to King Findall personally.
Here's the gate back into Downpour Street.
Hold it open for the ladies, Billy.
Okay.
After you. That's it. Now, I think we'll take a shortcut back to the palace, by way of Cliffside Curve.
Very well. This way, madame.
Oh, thank you, sir. Deary me. Oh, wait till Mr. Bumbershoot hears about this. I never expected to find myself in such stylish company.
It's quite an experience for all of us.
Carry old thing. Many's the time I've thought of running over with a plate of my cupcakes, Mrs. DeLacy. Oh. When your daughter's been entertaining them young umbrella fellas on the front piazza.
Oh, I'm very glad you didn't, Mrs. Bumbershoot.
Oh, it wouldn't be a bit of trouble, ma'am, for such a sweet, pretty creature. Too bad she's so nearsighted.
Nearsighted? You say?
Oh, why, yes, ma'am. Only yesterday I waved to her when she passed by my house with one of her friends, and she didn't even smile, though she was a-looking right straight at me.
I never...
Ahoy there, folks.
Who's that, Red Lantern?
Looks like a repair fish to me.
Definitely one of the lower orders.
Would you parasol folks mind keeping to the far side of the road for the next 100 yards or so?
And may I ask, what for?
Well, this here is Cliffside Cave, see? There's been a couple of landslides here lately.
And what has that to do with us?
Well, ma'am, we figured them landslides might be started by people walking on this side of the road, right under the hill light.
Yeah, could be. Better cross over, everybody.
Oh, you're all right, sir. It's them brellies tap-tapping along that might jar something loose up there.
Brellies, indeed.
And you're a very flimsy-looking one, if I may say so, sir. That top of yours wouldn't last long if a raft of them big stones come a-sliding down on you.
Oh, dear me, then by all means, let's cross over.
That's right, ma'am. But what about the young lady?
Oh, I'm over here with Red Lantern.
Not you, miss. I mean the young parasol lady.
Lucy?
I'm going to head on this side, Mama. It's muddy over where you are.
Better be safe than sorry, child.
Don't go any further. I'm warning you, it ain't safe.
Don't give orders to me, if you please. I'm Lucy.
Oh, look out. See those stones rolling downhill?
Duck, Lucy, they'll hit you.
Oh, Lucy, come away from there. Oh, look up. The hillside. Part of it's giving way. Run, my child. Run for your life.
She's collapsed. Oh, let me go to her, ma'am. I'm stronger than you are.
Stop! Stop, Mrs. Bumbershoot!
There's an avalanche starting down.
My gosh, look what she's doing. She's trying to protect Lucy, standing over her like a big black tent.
Christopher Columbus, they'll both be...
Wait, mister. There's something moving under that pile of dirt and pebbles.
By the beard of the Baltic, you're right. There comes the tip of an umbrella.
It's Mrs. Bumbershoot. She's alive.
We're both of us alive, miss. Just help us out of this here, miss.
Lucy, Lucy.
She saved me. Mrs. Bumbershoot saved me.
We saw her. She took the whole weight of stones and earth on her own shoulders.
And it never touched me. Look, I'm not even spotted.
But poor Mrs. Bumbershoot, she's all streaked and smirched with mud.
Oh, to think she risked her life for my little girl. It's a wonder she wasn't crushed.
Oh, us old Bumbershoots are sturdy folk, ma'am. We're used to hard knocks.
And your dress is all torn.
It is, but there now, I've been mended and patched so many times, one more won't matter. Only my lands, I guess, can't go to the palace like this.
Fins and fiddlesticks, Mrs. Bumbershoot. You needn't be embarrassed.
No. No, it's we, the Laces, who... Red Lantern, I wonder if His Majesty would excuse us from appearing at court today.
Yes, yes, I'm not feeling very well.
But, Mrs. De Lacy, the matter you wrote King Findall about so urgently...
Well, I've changed my mind. It was all a mistake. Can't we forget it?
I'm afraid you forget too many things, Mrs. De Lacy.
Mama, King Findall's voice.
You need to be reminded that your frills and flowers do not give you privileges. What right have you to decide who may live in your neighborhood?
Oh, none. None at all, Your Majesty. I've been a vain, pretentious, stupid parasol.
All of us have. We looked down on Mrs. Bumbershoot because she was plain and not showy like ourselves. And all the time, she was a heroine.
Oh, Mrs. Bumbershoot, can you ever forgive us? You see, we just didn't know what you were really like.
No, nor ever bothered to find out. And that's how trouble starts.
If any umbrellas are entitled to complain of their neighbors, I think it's the Bumbershoots. What do you say, Mrs. B? Would you like the De Lacys to start looking for a new home?
Why, no, Your Majesty. Seems like maybe we've just made a start towards knowing each other after all this time.
Oh, you're very generous, Mrs.
Bumbershoot. Oh, I don't call it generous, just good sense. No reason for neighbors not getting along together anywhere if they both try.
And we will try. If we De Lacys can earn your friendship, we'll have real reason to be proud, Mrs. Bumbershoot.
Then I'll tell you how to begin. Don't call me Mrs. Bumbershoot. Call me Alfacky.
And let's go, Alfacky!
Now it's time we all said goodbye with a song. Don't despise your neighbors, for you might be wrong. Just open up as we umbrellas sing. You will have a friend on the next rainy day.
We'll have a friend on the next rainy day.
You'll have a friend.
Lucky seven-time Pollywogs, and here's really good news. By popular demand, we're extending our food-saving contest. Our Secretary of Agriculture, Clinton Anderson, says, keep up the good work with that excellent slogan, gang up on garbage. So we're going to keep it up. And we want every one of you to help. You see, we're collecting food-saving ideas, And for the most useful ones sent in, we have the most astounding prizes ever heard of in radio.
I'll say we have. And isn't it terrific that we're continuing the contest? Do you realize what that means? It means that every one of you new listeners has a chance to be a winner, and that all of you who have already sent in entries to this contest have a chance to send in as many more as you like. Suppose that you have already sent in 20. Well, send 20 more or 50 more. That last one may be the big winner.
And think what you may have a chance of winning. A barrel of money. A whole barrel of money full of nickels and dimes and quarters and dollars.
It has over $300 in it. And it's only the first prize. The second is a great big roll of greenbacks.
And the third is a stack of nickels 7 feet high. That's my favorite.
Oh, my favorite is the fourth. It's terrific. You know, most contests have the best prize first. But our fourth prize is almost as good as our first. It's your own weight in pennies. And that means if you weigh 100 pounds, you get not 100 pennies, but 100 pounds of pennies.
And there are 300 more prizes besides the ones we've been telling you about. 300 subscriptions, each for a whole year, to our brand new Land of the Lost comic magazine. Each one of these magazines has three exciting Land of the Lost stories in it, in pictures and in full color. Just wait till you see Madeline the Whale taking Isabel and Billy to a picnic. Now, with these 300 subscriptions to the comic magazine as prizes, besides the barrel of money and all the rest, it gives everybody a lot of chances to win.
Isabel, why don't you tell them right now what they have to do to win?
All you have to do is to ask anyone you know for an idea on how to save food. Then send that idea to us. Just write, "We save food in our house by," and tell us what you do. Now, suppose I just repeat those words to you slowly. "We save food in our house by," then tell us what you do. For instance, what does your family do to save bread or to save fat or any other food?
Say, Isabel, for the benefit of our new listeners, don't you think you ought to explain why we want these food-saving ideas?
Yes, I think I should. We want them because the President of the United States has asked us all to do everything we can to save food. He says, if we share our food-saving ideas with each other, we'll be able to actually save enough to feed the starving people in Europe.
You know, I should think that all you Land of the Lost listeners who have already sent in food-saving ideas would be mighty proud to hear that those ideas are doing so much good that our Secretary of Agriculture writes to us personally and says, keep up the good work you're doing with that excellent slogan, gang up on garbage. That means we've all got a job to do.
But every mother in every home will help. Every mother knows a lot of food-saving ideas. Get your mother to tell you what she does. It's the simplest kind of things we want. So no matter whether you think your trick is worth sending, send it anyway. It only costs you a postcard, and it may win you a barrel of money. Now, I hope I've made it very plain just what you have to do to enter this contest. Simply send in an idea for saving food. Just ask your mother, your grandmother, or your aunt, or anybody you know. Ask all the neighbors to give you one. Then write each one down on a separate postcard and send it to us.
No matter how many you have already sent, the more you keep sending, the more chances you have to win. But this is important. Each food-saving idea must be on a separate postcard, mailed separately, or in a separate letter. Send postcards if possible, and be sure to put your name and address on each entry. Now, I know many of you have mailed in one or more entries, but don't stop now. Continuing the contest gives you that much more of a chance. So send in as many more food-saving ideas as you can get as fast as you can. Of course, some of you may be sending in your first entry, but don't hesitate. Your chance is as good as anyone's because the very last one we receive may be the one that will win the barrel of money. Address your cards or letters to the Land of the Lost, Mutual Broadcasting System, Box 222, Times Square Station, New York. I'll repeat that address slowly. The Land of the Lost, Mutual Broadcasting System, Box 222, Times Square Station, New York. And this is important. Get as many entries in as quickly as possible. Whole families can write in. The opinion of our judges is final, and all entries become the property of the program. Remember that address? Land of the Lost, Mutual Broadcasting System, Box 222, Times Square Station, New York. And be sure to listen next week to find out what puts the sound of the sea into seashells. For Isabel and Billy find out, and it leads them into the strangest adventure yet. Tune in same time, same station, when Isabel Manning Houston takes you again to the Land of the Lost. This program was heard in Canada through the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.